Hi. Reason why it looks pretty dark right now is just because it's early in the morning. I've took a funeral trip, a death of a grandfather. He was a great man to me, you know? I mean, many of the traditional ways and values I had picked up from this man, and I'll share a few things from that from start to finish. Right now, I'm waiting for my flight, basically, and it's gonna be a while, so I decided I'd do a recording, you know, and then send it out later. Well, he was in the military. He was a veteran. He was also a post office worker, spent quite some time there. And he was also a man of faith, a man of God, you know. And I miss him. I mean, there's no hiding that. I can't escape it. There were feelings of guilt, you know, that I could have stepped up and did a lot more. And I'll get into that if, you know, if time allows me to, I guess. He lived pretty long, so when I did get the news, it wasn't a shock because we were pretty much all preparing for it. He was lost his cognitive abilities like 5 to 6 years ago. So from then on to now, we were pretty much preparing ourselves for it. Feelings of grief, going through the stages of grief. While that was going on, and you could tell in my voice that I'm going through it now and trying to talk through it. I haven't yet meditated on it in a silent way yet. Right now I'm doing this verbally and sharing this with you, gentlemen. Thank you. Oh, speaking of thanks, you know, I'd like to thank those that had helped me through this. Thank you, True Sherm, for that. For that shout in your podcast. Thank you, Hammerhand, for help funding the trip. That was very, very helpful, and much gratitude, brothers. You know, I'm appreciating right now the people I have with me, you know, be it offline or online. So when I found out about it, no, again, it wasn't a shock at all. Yet, when I went to work the next day, I started to uncontrollably cry. I mean, as I was holding it back while I was helping other people at work, and I was trying to hold it all back, but when you have someone that close to you and you know that you don't even get to see him in the shell anymore, you know, that person's in a spiritual form, one starts to uncontrollably cry like that, I guess. I know men are, I guess, not supposed to, or I guess in some places it's accepted. Some may call it feminized, weak, or some may say that it's okay, because a death of a loved one, no matter who you are, if that person was near and dear to you, those feelings of grief come out. Now, again, you know, already took, 5 years of mental preparation, because the cognitive abilities, of course, was gone. And according to his siblings, and even my mother, when, you know, while I was out there in the trip, it had started, I'd say, early 2019, I guess. And this was when his own mother had passed away. And from then on his trip, he went at it. He went alone. He did that trip alone. And then he started going out of place, having, you know, silent strokes, you know, mini strokes. Starting from that time on up till the present, to the current year, you know. And when he did do that, when he started losing his cognitive abilities, it kind of made me regret a little, or a lot, I'd say, because when I had last spoke with him before this, he knew that I had taken a free thought approach to spirituality. He may call it an atheist. I don't, you know. When it comes to matters of spirituality, I'm an all or nothing dude. At the time, I was nothing, a nothing dude, if you know what I mean. Respectful of all types of faiths, but not practicing in either one of them, you know? And as you can tell with some of the, you know, meditation videos, guided meditations on the channel, I lean more toward Eastern philosophy and Eastern thought. Even though as a child, I was raised in his church, and it was my church home for a long time. He was a deacon to the church and then a reverend. He was ordained and would be an acting pastor in case the lead pastors at the time were sick or unavailable. And sorry about that. I had to. Oh, man. Pop a mosquito there. Excuse me. He was an ordained minister, basically, and he would take on those duties. And but the last time I spoke with him, he had asked me, you know, it was his birthday, of course, and that's the last time I called him. And he makes it a point that it was his saved day, the day that he accepted Jesus Christ into his life. However, I would change the subject because, you know, believe it or not, it was an imposing, you know, an imposing of his belief system onto me. And the way that I practice cannot and will not be the way that he does. Now, through the years, and when the stroke started happening, and then that trip that he took, funeral trip that he took, during the death of his mother, that was, wow, something else to him. Because his father was already gone. His wife of, you know, 20 plus years was gone also, not that long ago. And with them gone, you know, and due to his old age, that these factors played a role into his downward spiral and mental deterioration, if you will. And the last I saw him alive was last year from this recording. This was in 2023. And when I saw him, he was in a military nursing home. And my mom was asking him all sorts of questions. And you know, I was there and I was keeping up appearances. I know that the guy that I'm looking at was, you know, was barely able to move. And he'd lost most of his abilities, but strangely though, he was able to answer questions that my mom would ask him. Like for instance, she would ask him, "Ed, who do I look like?" she asks. And then he responds. He actually responds. "You look like me." And I told him in so much into his ear that I found spirituality, but in a way that he would accept it, so that, you know, if he did decide to just give up the ghost right then and there, he'd at least leave knowing that the grandson of his, and I'm his oldest grandchild, has done what was necessary, you know. Well, what he deemed was necessary for him to go ahead and go and be with his loved ones into another plane of existence. Now, yeah, I sound kind of new agey with the babble and whatnot, but I don't, you know, really get into a lot of the, you know, Abrahamic faiths. Now, I do respect them, because one of which I did grow up in, but I don't impose. And people say that, but they actually do. Let's just face it, they actually really do. You know, when you try to, even if it's as simple as what my grandpa was trying to do to me, was trying to tell me, like, accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I'm not going to do it just because he asks me to, and it's his last few days on earth. If I do, I would like to see that for myself. But I know deep within that that is not my testimony. That's not my flavor of spirituality. So I'll keep it that way. This is only the first part of it. We had just had the funeral. I can get into some details as to what had happened. I'm just gonna stop it right here. But yeah, I'd incurred a few expenses in this trip, but for those that did help me there, thank you very much. You don't to, give any more. The trip is over. I'm coming back to town. And then I'll handle the expenses accordingly. At least I hope I will, but I think I can do it. I've taken trips of this nature before. Yeah. But hopefully, fellas, that and it's going to happen to you. And do mentally prepare yourself for it, even though nothing can prepare you for it. I do believe, anyway, at least, that my grandfather is in a greater plane of existence, the one that he staked out in his path. He's reached a new beginning. And this was the new beginning that he wanted. First light is coming, even though it doesn't look it on this video. I'll pick it up in the second part. I'll tell you a little bit about the trip. See you later, brothers.